county cracks down on synthetic drugs. I'm Zach Troutman for WGNS News. The local war on synthetic drugs made its way to the Rutherford County Commission Thursday, December 15th. State Representative Mike Sparks proposed a resolution which would make the sale of these drugs a felony offense rather than a misdemeanor, the goal of which to deter distribution. Local residents spoke unanimously in favor.
Our children are dying at astronomical rates. One out of every 9 teenagers has used some form of synthetic drugs. I have full responsibility to step forward, not just as a citizen, but as an advocate as well. But we need the support of a felony law.
In the amount of years that I've been in law enforcement, these drugs are worse than any drug you know. In 2011, the first 7 months, Poison Control Centers received 13 times more calls because of this drug than the entirety of 2010.
I've seen firsthand what these drugs have done to my own family. My son Dylan, in December of last year, was introduced to synthetic drugs. It seemed hopeless at times, near financial ruin, for a drug that Dylan has said you could simply swipe your debit card for. You all here have the ability to stop it. It has to become a felony offense so that these people have something to lose, because we lost a lot.
Mr. Mayor, if there's anything on our agenda tonight that should be unanimous, this is it.
That measure was passed and will now be forwarded to the rest of Tennessee's counties for consideration as well. News is brought to you by Dr. Mark Kessner Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. Frequent headaches can be caused by many conditions. Call Dr. Mark Kessner at 895-1253 for a free consultation. Finally, the Steering Legislative and Governmental Committee brought the county up to date with surrounding areas by initiating now processing committee agendas electronically to save paper. That's the news for now. Stay tuned to WGNS.